Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
And here we go. Good afternoon. This is Lock and Load. And today we, it's not quite Think Aim Fire. It's sort of Think and Aim. We don't have Bob, but I do have Lee Williams. And having Lee Williams, that means we go in a different direction when it's just me and Lee. Because Lee's very deep with most of his thoughts and everything. So, good afternoon, sir.
Hey, man, how are you doing? I think Bob is either training this whole week or overthrowing the government of some small island nation.
Oh. Well, I hope he brings me back a nice souvenir from wherever he's at.
Yeah, I know his schedule is, you know, he's got this beautiful range complex just here in Florida, but he's still, and hopefully at some point everybody will come to him.
Right.
But he still travels, and it's a lot easier, trust me, especially if it's a law enforcement or SWAT team. A lot easier to move one guy than move 10.
Yeah. Yeah. I've got a friend, Steve Fisher. He's in Alaska training SWAT teams.
Oh.
He never flies anywhere. He had to actually fly.
Well, you know, if you can drive, that way you can bring your guns a lot easier.
Indeed.
Especially in some of these blue states.
One thing, there is one thing I want to discuss. We didn't discuss pre-show, but let's kick off with where we're going. Let's talk about where we're going. What are we talking about today?
Well, I got sick of people asking me what they can do, and you know, so I put together something, a story that I sent out this morning, called "How Do You Support the Second Amendment Today and Tomorrow?" And it spells out. It's probably not for you, obviously. And it, you know, some of your listeners are definitely not my target audience, but for somebody who, you know, may be rediscovering or discovering for the first time, you know, what the Second Amendment can do for their life and what it does for America, this is a good way to get started. This is a gateway into activism, which I prefer over advocacy. Yeah. You know, once Biden gets out of office and we get a Republican in there, we can tone it down and become advocates. But right now, we need activists.
Yeah. Well, you know, there's more to it than joining Second Amendment Foundation. What do you recommend?
Well, I looked at the numbers are stunning. I mean, 40% of the population is gun owners. There's only 31 states and some territories that allow voters to publicly indicate their political affiliation, but out of those states, 48 million Democrats, 36 million Republicans, yet we have an estimated 133 million gun owners in this country. So we should be running things, but we're not, because obviously we don't vote as one homogenous block.
Right.
If we did, we could be unstoppable. So I think there's a lot of education, and I take it very easy. If you want to get involved or you want to get re-involved, the first thing you got to do is educate yourself. And this could not be easier today. As I point out in the story, you don't even need to leave the Barker Lounger. There are websites, newsletters, discussion groups, YouTube videos, quality radio programs, podcasts, and everything else there out there designed to help you understand the battles that we're fighting and the perils that we're facing as a Second Amendment community. And you can get to all of them on your computer, on your laptop, or on your phone. And you can devote as much time as you want, but the education is there. So I strongly suggest that if somebody's entering this arena, get up to speed first. A great way to do that is listening to Bill. Once you're up to speed and you feel good about it, then it's time to share your knowledge. There's an old axiom in the military that, you know, intelligence that's not shared is of no value. So start small. I like taking new shooters to the range. I've taken a lot of new shooters to the range over the years, a lot of journalists even, and every single one of them made it back. Every single one of them had a great time. That's a great way to start sharing your knowledge. Once you've done that and you feel that your fluency in the Second Amendment is becoming better, I would request in-person meetings with your elected officials, local, state, and federal, if you can get them. Talk to them about the importance of the Second Amendment, how much you value their support of or wish they would support the Second Amendment. You got to do this whether they're like-minded or not, with the D's and the R's. This, friends, is education. You're educating the lawmakers. You're not lobbying them. You're not trying to influence how they vote. You just want them to know how important the Second Amendment is to you and to your family. And, you know, there's a certain senator who's used to be in Delaware. I'm not talking about Joe Biden. Carper. Okay. I'm sorry, Mike Carper. And he's just retiring. Every single year, NRA would go in there and try and talk about submitting an assault weapon ban. And every single year, he'd submit some kind of bogus assault weapon ban. But, you know, you're in there and you're applying pressure and you're trying to educate. That's the name of the game.
Hmm.
Now, there are some other ideas. Obviously, we've got national and statewide gun groups that you can join. California, and I discovered this just recently, Bill, they've got county-level pro-gun groups. I mean, that's how much behind the lines they are out in California.
Right.
You know, and I'm sure I've been on some of their podcasts. But if you can't support them financially, I think I belong to about 7 or 8. If you can't support them financially, support them with your time. Go to their rallies. Participate in their campaigns. Email out. Use social media for support. And finally, and this was, you know, a lot of people malign social media. A lot of people talk down about it. I get that. It's a pain in the butt. I wish I didn't have to do it. But the one thing there's no argument about is it amplifies your message. And regardless of the number of followers you have. So you got to use it. You got to get on it. And don't be platform agnostic. Don't say, well, I'm already on Facebook. And Facebook is becoming, you know, how to catch your Aunt Myrtle's apple pie recipe. Get out there on IG. Get out there on Twitter. I like Twitter because when a story goes viral on Twitter, it really goes viral. I mean, it blows up. But that's it in a nutshell. And, you know, we need activism. And as I say in here, I mean, look at what they've got, man. They've got multi-billionaires helping them, the other team. They've got the legacy media. And all we've got is each other. So everybody needs to be switched on. If you're a gun owner, especially, if you like your firearms and your Second Amendment rights, now's the time. We've never, ever seen an administration like this. Nobody's ever been this bad on guns.
Now, you know, there's one other thing to educate yourself about. And, I mean, looking at what, see, right now in South Carolina, permitless carry is still on the table. It got saved, but it's you know, it's gasping.
Yeah.
And that was because of a fumble by the NRA. In North Carolina, it's dead this year. And that's because of an unforced error from the NRA. And there is more out there when it comes to gathering information and getting education than the NRA.
Yeah. Big time.
So, I mean,
and you know, that's the beauty of how we got constitutional carry type bill passed here in Florida. All of the gun groups, NRA, GOA, NAGGER, Florida Carry, we put our egos aside and we worked together. And we didn't get bigfooted by NRA. NRA came in and they helped tremendously, but nobody from that organization came in and made decisions. We all made decisions together, and nobody bigfooted anybody. Wow. And I'm including
hang on for me, if you will. We're coming up on the break. You can find all of his articles, and you can sign up for all of his articles. You can get an email alert whenever he drops one at thegunwriter.substack.com. Go sign up for it. I'm signed up for it. I get all of his drops every time they happen. I know everything that's going on. It's worth your time. We'll be right back. Talking with Lee Williams. This is Lock and Load.
No such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is ShopSuperTea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
And welcome back. This is Lock and Load, and we're speaking with Lee Williams. Bob Keller is out teaching good people how to be gunfighters. So today it's just me and Lee. All right. We've got the activist part out of the way. What's next, sir?
Well, I would say you just have to keep doing it. You have to be dedicated. You have to understand that this is why a lot of guys in the Second Amendment community burn out, because we're not going to win anytime soon. The other team is incredibly well resourced and well funded, and that sucks. It's not easy to beat them. I mean, we have the Constitution on our side, but look at Joe Biden. He's proven that the Constitution really doesn't matter. Look at all these blue states right now and the laws and the organized national campaign that they're using, basically throwing their middle finger up to Bruin, the Bruin decision. They're creating and they're proposing all of these anti-gun laws, knowing full well that they're not going to pass constitutional muster of Bruin. So the Constitution really doesn't matter to them. I mean, we play by the rules. We're not going to do something or try something that's unconstitutional. Yet the other team does. It's difficult. It's like trying to have an argument with somebody who doesn't even know what the facts are or even care about the facts. So there's a high burnout potential, but, man, we need everybody's help. Bottom line is we need a deeper bench in the gun advocacy, in the gun activism world. So I will gladly help anybody get involved, to talk to any of your listeners, because we need your help. And like you said, man, that's more than just going to a website or sending some national organization a couple of bucks. I mean, we need people in the trenches. We need people who are going to show up when there's a rally, even if it's 40 degrees and raining and cold, which to me is pretty cold being from Florida. So we need help, and this is how to do it. I hope people will read it and figure it out that, you know, look at right now. I mean, today, the Fifth Circuit put a stay on the bumps on the pistol brace decision, but the word is it's only going to affect the plaintiffs. They're set to make 40 million Americans felons for a small plastic accessory. That's the kind of crap that we have to put up with and watch out for from this administration. They're playing fast and loose with the Constitution. They don't care how it impacts people as long as it is, furthers their war against our guns and our gun rights.
Well, my plan with that is two-pronged. I really like the one gun that I have, and the one gun that I have is designed to be my truck gun, right? Little 300 blackout 8-inch came in the pistol configuration, so I went ahead and form runned it, and that was about 40 days ago. So I'm you know, and I'm going to print out the form one application now. I guess I'll go ahead and take the pistol brace off of it because apparently that makes everything okay.
Well, you know, they're saying not now. I mean, even though Dettelbach, the ATF director, told Congress that, well, they can just take it off. Now we're hearing that that's not enough, that you have to destroy it or sell or turn it in.
Sell it to who?
So I don't, yeah.
Who's buying the illegal pistol braces?
Well, I am, no. Yeah, it's like everything that group does. It doesn't make sense. Don't, if you try and make it make sense in your head or you try and understand it with a rational mind, you'll just go crazy.
Yeah. I'm sure over the course of time that will get turned over, and then I'll have an NFA item that I didn't have to have as an NFA item. And then when that happens, I'm going to go out and I'm going to buy me an AR-15 pistol when this all gets tossed out on its ear. And I guess that'll be my truck gun, and I'll just have this little shorty rifle thing that I can't do very much with.
Yeah, and that's on them. But, yeah, you know, at least you're not paying the $200 transfer.
Yeah.
Or $200 tax. You know, once we get a friendly occupant in the White House, I would then we can do some open field running. And it's just a matter of time. We're doing a lot right now. There's so much going on at SAF behind the scenes with the lawsuit situation now because of Bruin. We're going to win all these suits, but they want to bankrupt us. But eventually, depending on who gets in there and how friendly they are, I mean, I'd like, my ultimate goal is to get rid of NFA.
I kind of look at this as a window to do it. The other thing I don't understand, so they've got Dettelbach up there, and they're like, what's an assault weapon? They say, whatever you say it is.
Yeah.
So why aren't they getting out there saying, oh, okay, well, we're going to write a law about that right now. And then say, a assault rifle is based upon a mechanical addition to the mechanism, which is a fully auto sear.
Yeah.
And that is an assault rifle. By the way, these are already covered within the ANFA. Those are the ones that you can worry about, the ones that you're already concerned with. Although we're doing away with the 1986 Hughes Amendment. And now you can have a new fully automatic weapon as long as you go through the NFA nonsense. I'm sure that would be fun for them. But I don't know why. I don't know why they're not doing that. Why did I look at that and say, oh, opportunity, and they didn't see it? How come?
Yeah, I have no idea. That seemed to be an easy one to me. Okay, an assault weapon is anything that's select fire.
Right.
Capable of fully automatic or burst. Okay, and then boom, we're done. We're done with this, all of this chicanery. But, yeah, I guess I don't know what I'm doing when it comes to that kind of stuff. So nobody asked me. But I agree. I would have come up with a definition so fast it would have made some of those legislative heads spin. Okay, we'll come up with something for you there, Mr. Nettlebach.
Yeah.
Not a problem. Happy to.
That would have been something they could have lived with, I'm sure. But, yeah. You know, the other thing is they're going to have to defund them. I mean, when you look at the entirety of the ATF and you look at the entirety of just the NFA, for example, what is there some moral high ground to being shot with a 16-inch barrel that I'm just unaware of? Is there some moral high ground to being able to hear the shot?
You know, having spent quite a considerable amount of time figuring out how to get rid of the ATF because it's not needed, you know, there are components that I would keep. I would definitely keep their bomb guys. Their bomb guys are the best in the business. They know what they're doing. The lab would be nice to have. It would be nice to have access to that lab if you have a homicide that all comes down to proving that, yeah, this gun is the murder weapon. But the rest of them, if you're going to keep them, you're going to have to come up with, I mean, the enforcement agents could all go. All their stuff can easily be handled by FBI if they, in fact, don't get reorganized like they need to be. But the IOIs, the people that go into the gun stores, you would have to work so hard to change their attitude, because right now they're walking into these gun shops looking to close them down rather than offering a helping hand, maybe helping translate some rules or regulations, maybe offering tips. You know, I look at it this way. It's like game wardens in the West versus game wardens in the East. You go to South Dakota and you talk to a game warden, he's going to tell you where the ducks are landing, where the geese are at, where the deer is going, and they hope that you fill out where the pheasants are, how to get on the birds, because they hope you fill out, have a good time, and come back to the state and spend a lot more of your money. You know, sometimes in the upper Midwest, my home state of Minnesota, it's like the game wardens are trying to put you in jail. That's what these IOIs are about.
Hang on for me, if you will. Talking to Lee Williams, we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Darren Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the weapons of WIC. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Darren is the one who trained the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins spanning across decades is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at DarrenTactical.com.
USA News Update. The Speaker of the House says polls show most Americans want the federal government to curb spending. Kevin McCarthy said the parties are still deadlocked on exactly what to cut as debt ceiling talks roll on.
Look, it's not easy. We want to make sure it's worthy of the American people. We'll continue to work until we get it done.
He said a major sticking point is over work requirements for social benefits programs. Airlines will see about 10 million passengers by the end of the holiday weekend with the amount of people. TSA spokesperson Lisa Faberstein is urging travelers to get to the airport at least 2 hours ahead of their scheduled flight. This passenger knew it was going to be busy and...
I left the house like 4 hours early, got up at like 5 o'clock in the morning and just made sure to be here by 8.
Ford and Tesla are working together to expand vehicle charging stations. 12,000 sites will be available to Ford in 2024. Dave Collins, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, welcome back. This is Lock and Load, talking to Lee Williams. You can find him at thegunwriter.substack.com. That's where everything starts. Sign up for it. You'll get the drops as they occur. Where would you like to go now, sir?
Well, we should probably talk behind Bob's back a little bit since he's not here. I've been through the best law enforcement firearms training, military firearms training, a ton of civilian firearms training. And I thought I knew everything. First day I went to the range with Bob, it was just two of us, kind of where he's introduced himself, we're meeting each other. After about 4 or 5 hours, I realized that everything that I had trained, everything that I thought I knew, was all wrong. It was all crap. The little light that goes out on over your head when you get a new idea, that must have looked like a damn strobe light when I was at the range. So, without a doubt, and I get to go to training as a byproduct of my job, and I love it because it's fun and I learn stuff. So I have a kind of a wide field of view on what works and what doesn't, and right now I think Bob's the hottest trainer out there for about 150, maybe 200 reasons. But there's been a lot of stuff I've seen lately on the YouTube and on the Twitter. There's some guys out there that are just not cutting it with their instruction. And unfortunately, if you haven't been exposed to a lot of good instructors like you and I have, you might start taking this stuff as gospel. So I'm kind of thinking about maybe doing a column on getting a second opinion. If you go into the doctor and he says, hey, man, you got this problem, you just say, okay, I got to go get a second opinion because it's important. Well, it's important to understand, you know, how to defend yourself too. And I can't think of a field of study where, other than how to learn how to gunfight, where I would want a second opinion more. You know, let's see how somebody else is doing it, because some of the stuff we're seeing out there right now is going to get you killed. It's not shot at the range by an instructor. So I think it's vital right now, if you're a new shooter, a novice shooter, or you're an advanced shooter, spread some of that money around. Find a couple of instructors, look at their bios. I did a story once on how to choose an instructor. Every instructor's bio should be on their website. That should be a given. And you need a little something more than, you know, I was in the Army or I was in law enforcement. You want some kind of specialization. I would run from anybody that says I was, you know, in the Army, but I can't talk about it because I have to kill you because it's like super secret Agent Orange, secret squirrel type stuff.
Those guys.
That doesn't matter. Yeah.
Those guys. Yeah.
Our good friend Mr. Keller was in the most elite unit in the United States military, and he can talk about it. If somebody was on the blue side and they were in DEVGRU or SEAL Team 6 or whatever, the blue guys or whatever you want to call it, they can talk about it. So there's no reason that anybody can have to say that they can't talk about their military service. If they do, I would run like hell. Because whatever they're going to present probably isn't even, the military's never even heard of it.
Right.
So find a good instructor and make sure they know what they're talking about and get a second opinion. It's really not that difficult and it's fun and you might find an instructor you like better. I know I sure as hell did.
Right. Well, the thing to remember about anybody coming to you with a military background, okay, is that in the military, nobody goes into movement, fire maneuver. Nobody does it alone.
No.
It's going to be a minimum of two people, preferably 4, 6, or 12, right? So you need to find somebody who has adapted what they learned from the small unit movement into the singular movement, which I'm sure Bob has done that. Has he done that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And that's where, but coming from the military just means you know how to work well with a group.
Yeah, and he's not teaching small team tactics. He's teaching shooting fundamentals.
Right.
But unlike a lot of guys out there who may teach something, Bob can tell you why he's doing this.
Right.
Why stance isn't really, although it is still a fundamental, why it's really not that important. Things like that. So, yeah, I have no problem with somebody who goes and learns how to be an instructor and takes NRA schools and spends a lot of money to get their certifications and then teaches basic pistol shooting or something like that. When it starts to become problematic is when you have somebody who has never heard a shot fired in anger, much less fired one, going to teach you now how to be a gunfighter.
Yeah.
When they've never been in a gunfight. And that's what we're running into. And, I haven't been as good about it as I have in the past calling out this crap, but that can happen. These guys eventually all get called out. We've gone round and round about a couple of them on your show. If you want to learn how to be a brain surgeon, you go to a brain surgeon. You don't go to a neuro, you don't go to a podiatrist. If you want
or
to
a
learn
veterinarian.
Yeah, or a veterinarian. You want to learn how to gunfight, you go to a gunfighter.
Right.
Get a second opinion, spend the money, take the time. You should be training at least with a professional trainer at least once a month, in my humble opinion, and training and practicing at the range and dry firing at home as much as you can. But it's fun. I mean, yeah, some of them are charging a lot of money. I'll tell you this, the best training in the world right now, Bob charges $550 for a weekend. And
that's pretty good.
It really is not bad. And you know, you go through a lot of ammo, you get to do a lot of shooting, you get a lot of reps, and you get individual coaching because he limits his class size. Some of these guys that are out there, I don't care what their background is, they'll have 30 students on the line. You're not going to get anything personal.
No.
When there's 29 other students.
Well, you got to have a cadre of instructors there, and they got to all be on the same page.
Yeah, but that'd be great, except that's not always the case because the guys running it just want to keep all the money themselves.
Sure. I know.
So you end up with second-rate instruction and waiting in lines. Drills, I would rather shoot, practice the fundamentals than have Bob coaching me. on what I'm doing, right? Because he doesn't miss a damn thing. Let me tell you that.
Right.
You're a little late on resetting the trigger. He'll let you know immediately. No such thing as friendship on that line. You're just a student, and I like that. These other guys, you're not going to get any individualized instruction because they run so many drills. So if you have a ton of students there and a ton of drills, basically all you're doing for the weekend is standing around in line waiting to shoot.
Sure.
And, you know, I can find better ways to spend my money.
Well, I mean, it's the same thing as just going to the range. If you're in a big class, it's the same thing as going to the range with a group.
Yeah, that's a great way to look at it.
Yeah, you're not going to, I mean, they're trying to give it out. I mean, I've done it. I did it in a tactical response class with 53 people.
Oh, my God.
We had five firing lines. And the interesting thing was there were some people that would not go shoot. So when they would call their lineup, I'd be looking to see if anybody didn't go, and I'd be like, fine, I'll go out there.
They're just hanging out or what?
I don't know. Well, it was hot.
Oh.
It was a hot day in June in Camden, Tennessee, but I was there to shoot.
Yeah, and learn.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, I took two Poly 80 pistols, kind of like the one you just built the other day,
mm-hmm.
and let the tactical response cadre beat them up. And they passed gloriously. It was a great thing. But, I mean, it's nice when you can go to a... go to a class, and a guy observes you from draw to presentation to reholster.
Yep.
And he sees every little thing you're doing mechanically wrong, and he can try to make a little micro correction here and there. We are headed to the last break. You can find Lee's articles. All of them originate at thegunwriter.substack.com. You can sign up for alerts on it. Put your email address in there, and you will get an email alert every time he writes one. And you're going to get a lot of email alerts because, Mr. Williams here, he is
prolific.
He gets reprinted everywhere, all kinds of places. And this is not the only place he writes. We'll talk about that when we get back. Talking to Lee Williams, this is Lock and Load.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
All right, here we go. Talking to Lee Williams. Bob Keller's out there somewhere training people to be kinetic. So we're just thinking today. We're just thinking. So what's the next thing we're going to be thinking about?
So I'm on this other gentleman's radio show. I doubt you know him. He's not as big as you or as Mark. We start talking about my carry option, which you well know, is the Staccato C2. And he's basically, in a very nice way, I want to preface this again, is very nice, very polite, says that Staccato owners have become some type of cult.
Oh. This is the host saying this?
Yeah.
To you. Yeah. You're a Staccato owner.
Yeah.
Why did this come up?
I guess because he can't afford one, or maybe he's a little jealous or something, but yeah. If it's a cult, sign me up. I'll drink the Kool-Aid. I've never really thought of it like that. It kind of took me back a little bit. But it is, I think, in both of our opinions, one of, if not the best, handgun platform out there. So, and it's something that not a lot of folks can afford. So there's kind of, it's got this exclusivity thing. I will say this, if you're contemplating shooting one or trying one, you better have a couple grand in your checking account because you're going to buy one. I guess, are those the makings of a cult?
No, you know, I mean, I'm sure everybody you know, and this is the thing, I hear this all the time, they're so expensive. But then you go into their room, and they've got a gun safe with 20 guns in it.
Yeah.
And the thing is that they don't shoot about 18 of them.
Yeah.
So in my mind's eye, you take about four or five of those and sell them. And Viola, you are now going to be able to order a Staccato.
Well, and you know the thing is, yeah, they're very expensive, but this is not going to be a safe queen. You're probably going to carry it.
Yeah.
So I mean, how much is your life worth?
Well, that's the other thing. And, you know, when I say that, I've said that about various main brands and everything, Nighthawk and stuff like that. And there's some guns out there that, without a doubt, are so ornate that they just don't warrant carrying them. But the Staccato,
the Pit Viper from Aaron Tactical that I just saw on John Wick 4, which I just streamed the other day. I mean, what is it, $7,000, $8,000?
Yeah, I think Staccato builds it.
Yeah, love to have one. Can't afford it. But the regular Staccato, like the C2 that we both enjoy. I mean, I have a good friend here. He's in Tennessee now. He used to have a FFL here, renowned throughout Southwest Florida for his honesty. People would come in and they'd bitch about the price of a Glock.
Right.
They'd want to get something else, something cheaper.
Right.
You know, $200 range. And Mike Young, if you're listening, Skinny, would always ask him what the gun was for. And, well, it's going to be my defensive pistol. Okay. Well, don't buy that. Why don't you just brown bag it to work for a month? Don't eat out. Don't eat lunch. Brown bag it. Bring your lunch. Save some money. Put the money aside and then get something that is probably going to work 99.9% of the time to defend your life. And that's kind of how I feel about the Staccato. Yeah, it's expensive. It's more than a Glock. But, man, I can hit with it like I can't with any other handgun.
So here's the thing. Work? With cops, right, with cops, when they buy Glocks, they also have armors. In the military, when they buy guns, they have armors. Everything is designed for the gun to break.
Yeah.
Now, for a little bit more, you can get a gun that is not designed to break. It still has to be maintained like a gun is, but one that has been really massaged to fit well and not grind on itself and everything, you're not going to have any mishaps with it. So a really well-designed gun, I mean, I'm sure there's a bunch of Staccatos out there that have never been cleaned before. He took one apart.
Probably Bob's.
Yeah. So, I mean, and that's, you know, if you're going to pull a gun and you want to get out there, it's not slow draw, bang, 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 bang. You better be sending a wall of lead. Very well directed. And it better be pinpoint accurate because a lawyer belongs to every one of those rounds.
Yeah.
Staccato is a gun that you can carry with confidence. And that's the thing, a gun with confidence. You need to have a gun you can carry with confidence.
Yeah, and I'm not seeing that in a lot of other packages.
No.
No, I think this is the best of all worlds.
Well, I mean,
it's a Colt.
Yeah. No, okay. You know, when you look at this, when you think about the other custom guns that are out there, Staccato is the lowest, the least expensive of them to get into that club. The Staccato P, the Staccato C2, those two guns will do everything that you need.
Yeah.
And they're one-third the price of, say, a comparable Nighthawk. Right, they don't have the finishes, but you can put the finish on it. But I mean, the John Wick gun you're talking about, which one is it, the Pit Viper?
Yeah.
Mechanically, I wouldn't say there's a whole lot of difference between it and the P, except it probably was a little more massaged, and it's definitely, you know, pretty. It's pretty to look at.
And it's got a 2-pound trigger.
Yeah. Which you can make. You can have one of those put in your gun. So yeah. You know, if you're looking for the sweet spot, I've always thought it's either the Staccato P or the C2.
Yeah.
So. Mechanically speaking, what is the gun that he thinks is the good gun? What should all the cultists be going to?
Oh, no, it didn't get that heated.
Oh.
And a lot of it was tongue in cheek, but you know, everybody, the Glock is king in just given its numbers. I kind of like to break from that. I do really enjoy mine, and I've shot a lot of Glock, and I've shot a lot of other stuff too.
But sure,
this is what works for me 100% of the time, and this has made me an infinitely better shooter. And I'm not practicing more than I used to. I'm not training more than I used to. I'm not dry firing more than I used to. This gun, the tool here, has made me much more lethal when it comes to defensive. Carry.
Yeah.
So put a price on that.
Well, I mean, the Staccato is a perfect epitome. You know, we used to watch, when I used to watch racing, you'd watch the commercials. They say, you know, Kale, all of this technology works us down into the production models. And, I would think this is a perfect case for that. Because I would say a lot of their race gun technology as, has worked his way into the production model with carry gun reliability.
And I think we're going to see more single action platforms coming out.
Yeah.
I think the days of the Striker Fire, while they will always be around, I think we're going to have more single action options out there. Because, you know, Bob said something really intuitive on one of your episodes. He thinks it's safer right now to have a single action pistol because, you know, he's constantly manipulating that safety.
Right.
Putting it back on. And I think there's a lot to be said for that. I think when I was in law enforcement, single action handguns scared the brass because they weren't gun guys and they didn't understand them. And they knew that, oh my God, if that hammer's cocked and that safety's off, there's only a couple of pounds. You don't have this 17 yard trigger pull anymore. And, you know, we're past that. Those guys have.
Well, that was making an excuse for all these guys running around with their finger on the trigger.
Yeah.
Like it was a place to keep their hand.
Yeah, and I think people are starting to realize that, yeah, this is as good as it gets,
yeah.
Especially if you're going to go into harm's way with it.
Yeah. It is. I mean, there is no Staccato I would not carry, although I've got an XC coming at some point, and I have no idea what that gun is going to be like when it gets here. I've heard a lot about it. I've shot the XL. I've never shot the CS. I've got a CS coming. You know, Bob raves about that one, too. But
the perfect pistol.
That's what he says. But then there's other people saying, well, it seems sort of snappy. Well, it's a little gun, my friend. Anyway, before we go away, Lee is an investigative reporter. You can find his work primarily, it all starts, and you should go sign up for it right now, at thegunwriter.substack.com. Also, the lone investigative reporter at Second Amendment Foundation, SAF.org, and also the lone writer at Armed American News, which is it armedamericannews.com or AARN.com?
It's armedamericannews.com.
There you go.
Okay. Thank you for that.
So, thank you very much for joining me today.
Always a pleasure, brother. I really enjoyed it. It is the fastest hour in radio.
Yeah. Hang on for me before you go. I got one question before we go away. Coming up next, going to be talking to Rob Morse, writer and podcaster. This is Lock and Load.
Years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.